Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so let's dive right in. First up, Iran's warning the US that any ground operation would result in US troops being set on fire.
Whoa, that's intense. Is this, like, new saber-rattling or something more serious?
Well, it's definitely escalated rhetoric. The context is the rising tensions in the region. There's been increased US troop presence, and Iran sees that as a potential prelude to a ground invasion.
So, it's basically Iran saying, don't even think about it?
Pretty much. And they're not the only ones concerned. The article mentions Pakistan is trying to mediate, hosting talks between regional powers.
Pakistan, huh? That's interesting. I wouldn't have pegged them as the peacemakers in this situation. Are they actually going to be able to get anywhere?
It's a long shot, but someone has to try. The concern is that any misstep could lead to a full-blown regional conflict. And, as Al Jazeera reports, Israel has stepped up its bombardment.
Okay, shifting gears entirely, the No Kings protests had a huge global turnout, especially in the Bay Area. What's the deal with these protests?
These are anti-establishment protests. They're a mix of different grievances, anti-war sentiment, opposition to certain political figures, concerns about civil liberties. It's a broad coalition of people feeling disenfranchised.
So, it's not just one specific issue driving people to the streets?
Exactly. The NYT piece highlights that, with midterms coming up, it's definitely a sign of the political climate. A lot of anger and frustration being channeled into these demonstrations.
Got it. Makes sense. People are definitely feeling something these days. Speaking of international stuff, Reuters is reporting that Pakistan is hosting talks focused on proposals for the Strait of Hormuz. Is that related to the US/Iran tensions?
Yep, it's all connected. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical shipping lane for oil. Any conflict there would have huge global implications. Pakistan is trying to get everyone on the same page to avoid that.
So, like, a diplomatic fire extinguisher before things get really out of control?
Precisely. Bloomberg also notes that the Iran war is entering its fifth week. This isn't a flash in the pan, it is a sustained crisis.
Okay, let's talk about something a little closer to home. Apparently, the border czar is saying ICE might stick around airports even after TSA officers get paid. What's up with that?
So, remember when TSA was short-staffed during that whole government shutdown thing? ICE was brought in to help with security. Now, the idea is that they might stay on permanently, even though TSA is supposed to be fully staffed again.
Wait, so even when TSA is back to normal, ICE could still be there? That seems excessive. And a little unsettling, honestly.
That's the concern. The Intercept frames it as a way to normalize the idea of constant surveillance and security theater. Basically, getting people used to seeing ICE everywhere.
Yeah, I can see how that would be perceived. One last story, and this one is a head-scratcher. Israeli police blocked a Catholic cardinal from entering the Holy Sepulchre on Palm Sunday?
Yep. Apparently, there was some kind of dispute or miscommunication. It caused a pretty big outcry, especially from religious leaders. Even politicians like Cruz and Huckabee weighed in.
Wow, that's not a good look. Blocking a religious leader on one of the holiest days of the year. I'm guessing they reversed course pretty quickly?
They did. CNN reported that Israel reversed course after the initial barring. But the damage was done, the headlines were made. It's a sensitive situation, obviously, given the religious significance of the site.
Definitely. Well, that's a wrap for today's news. Pretty heavy stuff, as always.
Indeed. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Situation Room Daily Digest.